How to not end up eating shit in life, like you have been. What is your complaint? What is your problem? In this article, having a problem, repeatedly, we'll call it eating shit. Even though it sounds crude. It is, I say, what is happening? Why would you have that problem? That complaint? And why would you end up at the same predictable place every time? I call that predictable place eating shit. By the way, this article is going to go to the root of the matter. And reveal some stuff there. Certainly not all. Unless you can get to the root of the problem, the root of the complaint, you can't get rid of it. You can't even manage it. You are powerless. And, between you and me, anything else than getting rid of it is not good enough. Would you agree? But, of course, seeing the problem and its cause, the real cause, the root cause, is next to impossible with normal looking, the way you look at things. Considering it simplistic, and having, seeing no distinction. So buckle up. This may be a difficult journey for you. Why is it difficult? There are many layers, all of them invisible. And many of them are delusions, false beliefs, about yourself and about the world. Before you can get to the root, you'll need to handle a bunch of "this is how the world is supposed to work" type of false beliefs and dismiss them, correct them. If not, you'll stay stuck with your problem. Beliefs about deserving, beliefs of what something is worth, beliefs how much work should be involved, and more. And it is uncomfortable to face all that. Very uncomfortable. So the question will always be for you to answer. What future is more important to you? And how much more important is it than staying the same, with the false beliefs, and the delusions, and eating shit time and again? You can see people's answers to this question not by their words directly answering, but their actions. You always do something, even when you avoid, when you procrastinate, cower. So I am looking at the actions of people in my challenges, and see what I see from that. 1. They never do anything. I see that those who have never done anything will pick something that prevents, protects them from being seen, from seeing how worthless everything they do is and has been. Worthless from the point of view of leading to getting what they want. 2. The high desire people. Because don't be mistaken, people, you, have a very high, unreasonably high desire number, especially when it is compared to your ambition number. Desire is what you want but are unwilling to do anything to get it. It's about getting. Ambition is the energy you are willing to invest in getting what you want. Work, it's about making it happen. And even if and when your brain tells you, it's going to take something. You say yeah. I would risk saying that the most telling number in your starting point measurements is your desire number. The higher it is, the lower your vibration, the lower your energy level, the higher your inauthenticity measure, the lower your IQ. And everything that comes from it. So if you could modulate your desire number. Meaning, give up on some of your desires. See them as traps. Then you could start moving up on the vibration scale, and start living a life where you are effective. What do I mean by living a life where you are effective? After all, we all do something when we are awake. Some of those actions could be effective. Meaning moving you in a direction you intend to go. Whether that is resting, peace of mind, building a skill, getting clients, getting clear, getting stronger, whatever it is, your actions are either effective or they are not. When the stick figure Gen X clients of mine talk about consuming more calories so they gain weight, their pursuit of more calories is an ineffective action. What would be effective is build a body that has some muscles. And that action needs to be consistent, and targeted. Instead of hoping, wanting, and doing what has resulted in no muscles, neither inside nor outside. 3. The avoiding everything that can be checked people. When one of them says, I want to learn and practice how to connect to source as my skill building challenge. I want to throw up. Unless your actions to acquire a skill can be tested, measured, and the skill and the actions forward your life. You are not doing anything for living a life where you are effective. And not surprisingly, I don't want you to be in my skill building challenge. Let's talk a little bit about inner skills and outer skills. Do you think, you probably do, that you can build inner skills without building outer skills? Meaning actions? Impossible. I say. I built all my empath abilities, definitely inner, right? By being on some stage, doing something that took some doing. Pantomime. Tennis, violin, guitar, ballet, stage dancing, presentations, selling, singing, teaching. All visible activities that need the inner to grow and be accurate. All outer actions depend on inner abilities. But what builds inner abilities is the outer actions. If you don't accept that, then none of what I teach can work for you. None of my energy remedies, none of my activators, none of my challenges. One of the reasons humans, the 8 billion, think that way, is because they see people doing, having, being. And they think it is their birthright to have the same. They can't, don't even suspect, that there was activity leading to it. 4. The I am already their people. In the mind I am there already. That, not seeing the actions, is one reason. The other reason, maybe, is that people don't look in reality. Instead they look in tree of knowledge, and in their memory, which is in their mind. They look in the interpretation, which is in their mind. And they even look for answers there when they are clear that they have never heard about that thing, never seen it, never read about it. Unfortunately, the distinction Homo sapiens is human living in the mind, cut off from reality. So whatever can be seen in the mind, for the 8 billion, is a done deal. And there is no need to do anything to make it real. 5. Let someone else do it for me, people. In the current AI craze, ChatGPT or whatever the heck it's called, the 8 billion seems to have found their saving grace. They don't have to do anything, don't have to learn anything, just ask the AI and it will be done. My email box is bombarded with offers about how to do it. And the activity, for the most part, is one and done, just buy the darn thing. And then tell it what to do, like a slave, and it will go out and do it. People treat it the way you treat my activators. Or my workshops. Or my challenges. You really really think that you don't have to do anything. Do I sound frustrated? I am. Frustration is expecting something that you have no right, no reason to expect. And yeah, I am expecting that you'll see that you need to do the work for anything to happen. What is anything? The interesting thing is this, you have a sky-high desire number, but none of it motivates you. The only motivating power you have is what you don't want. So what is it that you don't want? You don't want to feel bad about yourself. You don't want to feel alone. And most definitely, you don't want to feel powerless. So you buy one of my many many stuff. Course, challenge, activator. And then what? Do nothing with it. What's the idea? That it is like an AI, it will do it for you? You are lucky I am not a money hungry shyster. I don't offer my wares at sky high prices. I price them so low, that the price can be expressed how many cups of Starbucks you have to trade for it. Would you do the work if I priced it sky high? No, you wouldn't. Because there is an inner translator that is missing. My idea about the challenges. My idea about the challenges is that as you go through the easy and simple steps, but do them regularly, some inner translator will be released. And operate. Is that accurate? Yes and no. If you do the daily steps honestly, then yes. If you do what you've always done. Avoid facing the tiger. And it is facing the tiger in every challenge. The thing you don't want to face, but unless you face it you're stuck. Some people manage to move. Others don't. So what is the difference between the two groups? One group recognizes that talking about flying isn't. Talking about responsibility isn't taking responsibility. Talking about owning something isn't the same as owning. The other group, obviously, either talks pages after pages about whatever it would take, or just avoids talking altogether. The more words someone uses, the more likely that they are avoiding. And all of them are racketeers. We all live inside a racket of our own making. Talking about the racket, even recognizing the racket, is not useful if what you want is a great life. If what you want is to live racket-free, you need to stop, you need to arrest the racket. For example, I have a gullible racket. Meaning, I will believe you until I don't. How would you know? I attract lying, pretending clients by the hordes. What they pretend. Whatever. That is not the point. The point is, their racket connects energetically to my racket, and they strike a deal. My job is to catch that I am being duped. And refuse it. Here is another example. She has an inferior racket. How do you know? She pretends, forcefully, to be superior. And then she finds out that she was dreaming, because her results in life are not superior. Some time ago there was a gadget that yelled curses when you turned it on. One of the curses was eat shit. I was mesmerized by that course. It just occurred to me that the result of both my racket and my client's racket ends us eating shit when the racket is allowed to make a whole cycle. I am duped, and she find out that she is not superior. That is what eating shit is. So for me not to eat shit. I need to be super aware that my racket wants to believe in people. And for her to not have to end up eating shit, she needs to face the tiger. She has no foundation to be superior. And just be ordinary, doing the best she can. Now, with that said, underneath the gullible, there is a "I am too smart to be duped" belief that I need to manage. No one is too smart to be duped. Just be smart to catch it early is my job. I have two challenges open, the reality challenge and the build a skill challenge. Start with the reality challenge if it is all the same to you. Get into the reality challenge. In this challenge you have only one thing to do, notice. Maybe eventually distinguish. Distinguish that occasionally a voice inside your head says, you should, you shouldn't, you should have, you shouldn't have. Jot those down and send them to me. Every day, 7 days a week. I'll answer, and it will be gentle nudges so your work is useful.